Appearing in the Parsha, you look inside the Torah, you'll find two enlarged letters. The letter Samech, in the words Vayas Kalev, when Kalev silenced the Meraglim, the Samech of Vayahas is large, and the letter Yud in the word Yigdal. Also, the Torah tells us that the letter Yud was added by Moshe Rabbeinu onto the name Hoshea to make the name Yoshua. So what's the significance of the letters Samech and the letters Yud, that they're large, and that the Yud was added to Yoshua's name? And how does this relate to the episodes in this week's Parsha? So based on Rav Pinchas Karitzer, I'd like to make the following suggestion. The Gemara in Brachos teaches us that David HaMelech left out the letter Nun when he is writing the Kapitel of Tehillim Asher Yoshev Esecha, Odi Aluch HaSela. It has all the Aleph Beis, but he skips the letter Nun because Nun represents Nefilah. It represents tragedy. But through Ruach HaKodesh, it was included in the very next stanza, says the Gemara, under the letter Samach. Someich Hashem Lecha Anoflim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports the fallen and the downtrodden. While the letter Nun represents a nefilah, sin, tragedy, and misfortune, the letter Samach represents smicha, support, help, and assistance. The word Nes, a miracle, consists of these very two letters, a Nun and a Samach, because a miracle is always preceded by a nefila, a tragedy. The Nes of Purim, the story of Haman and Esther, the story of Haman Achashverosh wanting to destroy Klal Yisrael, and there's a Nes, the Samech, with Someich Hashem L'chol Anoflim. The story of Hanukkah, where the Yavan wanted to destroy us spiritually, and there's a Nes, the Nes of the Shemen. The Nun, and then the Samech. The miracle is what saves us from the tragedy and places us in a trajectory of success. In last week's parasha, Parshas Baloscha, it was riddled with all types of calamities, all types of peronios. And this is signified by the backwards nuns around the Pesukim Vayibin to Aaron. The backwards nuns that appear in the parsha, as the Gemara and Shabbos teaches us, that the nuns are like brackets to separate between the various calamities of the parsha, the various peronios. This series of calamities, the series of tragedies, culminate in this week's parsha with the Chayim Meraglim, the sin of the spies. This is marked by a nefila as well. Last week's parsha, the nuns of Baloscha and all the peronios and the slav and whatnot and the complaining, the nuns represent the nefila in last week's parsha. And this week, with the culmination of the Chayim Meraglim, Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces. Vayipol Moshe and Aaron al Paneim, they fell down. And maybe this is why in the beginning of the parsha talks about the giant as nephilim. Nephila, Lashon Nephila, those who bring people down. The tragedy, dangers. So the Nun, and in particular Parsha Baloscha, which have the famous backwards Nuns, is a Parsha of Nephila. A Parsha of tragedy. By nature, Yeshua was a person with inherent struggle and challenge and weakness. The name Hoshea ben Nun, his original name that he was given by his parents, can be understood as a person who is the Bechina of Nun, the Bechina of Nefila, a nature of weakness and vulnerability. Yeshua ben Nun, he was a person of Nun, of Nefila. He was vulnerable to the deceit of the Meraglim. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu needed to give him strength and self-confidence. This was accomplished by adding the letter Yud to his name. This gave Yeshua ben Nun strength, confidence, and willpower. Adding a Yud to a Nun, 50 plus 10 gives us 60, Samach. This is perhaps the illusion of the enlarged Samach in the words Vayas Kalev. Vayas Kalev, the Samach, the big Samach, Yeshua ben Nun was with him. The Nun plus the Yud is Samach. So while the Parshas Baloscha is the Parsha of the Nun, the backwards Nun, all the different peronios and nephilos, Parshas Shlach is the Parsha of the Samach, the enlarged Samach, the Parsha of the Smicha, the support and the aid, the Somech Hashem L'chol Anoflim. the parsha Vayas Kalif, with that large samich. If you spell out the letter samich, samich mem chaf, you get the gematria 120. There are 119 plus the kola, 120 altogether, 120 psukim in parsha Shlach. As if to say, parsha Shlach is the parsha of the samich. And parsha Baloscha is the parsha of the nun. If you do the same thing and spell out the nun, just like you did the samich, it's 120, samich mem chaf is 120. If you spell out the nun, nun vav nun, you get the gematria 106. If you add 14, you add a yad, 106 plus 14 is 120, you get samich. When Moshe Beinu was somech, he placed his hands, the Pasuk tells us, he gave smicha to Yeshua, he placed his hands, his yad, on Yeshua's hand, on his head. If you say that, Moshe Beinu was somech his hands. He placed his hands on Yeshua to add support, strength, and encouragement to Yeshua. Yeshua was naturally a nun vav nun. But adding the yad, he transformed into a samech mem chaf, a person of great strength and willpower. Yeshua is not only protected from the advice, the eitz of the meraglim with Moshe's help, but he was also empowered to lead the nation in battling Amalek. Yeshua rose to the occasion to lead Klal Yisrael with the help of the extra Yud, Yehoshua ben Nun. That added to his name, which took him from the Nun to the Samech, from the Yad to the Samech, the Nun to the Samech, the Yad of Moshe Benu. After Yeshua warded off Amalek, the Torah tells us that Moshe Benu built the Mizbeach and called it Hashem Nisi. Perhaps this too is a reference to the letters Nun, Samech, Yud, that propelled Yeshua to greatness. In addition to seeing the power of the letters and names, nuns and samichs and yuds, we must be reminded as well that we can achieve greatness from within, our own selves, to overcome challenge and sin. Sometimes people need a name added to their name when a person is very ill. Sometimes a letter like Sarai and Sarah and Hoshea and Yeshua. But sometimes, and more often than not, we don't need to add a name or add a letter, but there's certain strengths and kochos that are within our neshama, within our body. We each have unique strengths and abilities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us, has granted us. Perhaps through our very name, perhaps through our own achievements, perhaps through our yichus. But we must not be deterred by tragedy and sin, by yirida, by nefilah. We must remind ourselves that a nefila is followed by a smicha, by a nes. A yerida is followed by an aliyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can perform all sorts of miracles and wonders beyond our wildest dreams. So we should always remind ourselves, no matter how down we feel, how sad we feel, how troubled, how much we're full of sin and pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be elevated. Somech Hashem l'chol anoflim. We should be zocha with this chizik, that we should end all the nefilas, all the anti-Semitism, all the challenge we have in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should elevate us. He should bring us up. Somech Hashem l'chol anoflim. We should be zocha to the bias gol tzedek. Meher v'yameinu. Amen v'yameinu.